Our quartet is all tuned up. The choir, are you tuned up? Are you feeling good? All right, so you need to tune up. So everybody just kind of like hum. Oh, that felt good. Joy to the world. Our Lord has come. He is here. He has accomplished the gospel. He is a living testament that God keeps God's promises. Lord, like the Holy Family on that first Christmas night, many of us enter into the Christmas season with mixed emotions. And like that first Christmas night, we celebrate in the midst of a complicated, ever-changing world because you are good, even through your birth, you remind us that you are unchangeable, faithful God. Because of this,
we come today in gratitude,
knowing that as far as the curse is found, your light shines. As far as the curse is found, your blessings search out us all and cover us.
We come today in humility,
stripped of pride, accepting you as our eternal gift, given by God the Father,
we come rejoicing
as your adopted children. Your earthly adoption brought you into a world of heartache, poverty, and death. Our heavenly adoption brings us kingdom riches and life.
We come in faith,
knowing that in our Advent season of life, you are the promise keeper. You are the God who comes and stays and delivers. Because of this,
you are our hope.
Our hope for things to come.
Our hope for unresolved situations today.
You are our hope when we pray in your name.
In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city.
Joseph also went up to Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child.
So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Lord, it is beyond our comprehension that our royal prince, our holy Messiah, would have no place to lay his head. While we shake our heads in disapproval, we must also ask ourselves where we have not made room for you. So today, Lord,
we invite you into our homes,
the place where we are the most vulnerable and real. We invite you to see us as we are, with no pretense or show, to see the best and the worst of us.
We create room for you in our workplaces,
where tensions often run high and people can be difficult.
We invite you into our conflicts,
drawing on your divine compassion, understanding, and wisdom to resolve situations that wound us.
We create room for you in our finances,
so that you can guide us to people in need, precious souls beloved by you, and for those who struggle during the Christmas season.
We invite you into our struggle,
embracing you as our Prince of Peace, wonderful Counselor. May every heart prepare room for you in this season and throughout the year.
Amen.
Amen.
No crib for a bed.
to be invited to the very first call to worship, to be summoned to the stable where the curse was reversed, to have a request for the honor of your presence from the King of the nations. How can we refuse?
And so we come.
In answer of your bidding,
we come.
With uplifted hearts and outstretched arms,
we come.
Joining our voices with the angels,
we come.
With joyful songs and happy greetings, all the earth bows down to you. They sing praise to you. They sing praise to your name.
Come and see the works of God. How awesome are his deeds for mankind.
Oh,
Venite Ado Remus. O come, all ye faithful, joyful, triumphant. Words we've just sung as an invitation to meet the Savior. And yet, who can live up to that standard? These words which describe us on our best days, faithful, joyful, triumphant, also seem to disqualify us as we are all occasionally missing the mark. What about the unfaithful, the broken, the defeated? How can we also come to Bethlehem and meet the Savior? Because if we're honest with ourselves, we have all been unfaithful. We have all strayed and turned to our own way. The good news of Christmas is that Christ was born specifically for the unfaithful. He came to gather the broken, the disillusioned, the weary, the utterly defeated to himself for healing. He breaks the power of fear and sin, and he frees us, giving us his peace.
Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
And these are the tidings of comfort. These are tidings of joy.
Thank you.
Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah. From you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days.
And he shall stand and shepherd his flock of strength in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall dwell secure. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be their peace.
Because our culture pushes us to look for the extraordinary in exaggerated situations, we are prone to miss miracles that happen in unlikely places. We might be tempted to manufacture glamour in efforts to see God's hand at work. Lord, remind us that throughout history, you have chosen the underdog, the unassuming, to show your greatest power.
Remind us that you can be found in the most unlikely of places.
Remind us that your mercies and blessings cannot be summoned by wealth, power, or presentations.
In times when we lack confidence in our calling,
remind us that you chose Mary, an unwed teen, to raise the Savior of the world.
In times when our current situation seems to disqualify us from your blessings,
remind us of Bethlehem, a tiny city with heavenly fame.
In times when we feel less than once,
remind us that you are the great I Am. When we act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, we are in partnership with the Almighty. That you would use us to accomplish the divine is an honor almost more than we can comprehend. But we are grateful.
Let us be your hands and feet, bringing miracles of hope and deliverance to people in darkness. Amen.
Oh, little
Please stand for the reading of the Gospel from Luke. Luke 2, verses 8 through 18. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. You may be seated.
Thank you.
Lord, as we exit this morning, as we leave this place, we will see celebrations of you everywhere. When we see the Christmas lights blinking on the trees and on the houses, we will rejoice, for you are the light. When we feast on our Christmas meal and all our confectionaries, we will give you thanks. As we leave with those carols in our hearts and on our lips,
we will
sing with the angels. In the car, in our homes, during the mundane task of life, making each moment sacred. And so we end today in the same way we began. Joy to the world, our Lord has come.
We receive you as our King.
And it's proper to stand. Let us stand and sing together. Brothers, I look forward to seeing you on Tuesday. I hope if you cannot be here with us on Tuesday, find a place to be with people whom you love and who love you. And I hope that you find yourself on Wednesday, on Christmas Day, living in to the fullness of that love. Ever how it works, ever how you might experience it, may the presence of Christ that we have sung about and lived into, may it dwell inside of you and come bubbling out so that it spills everywhere and makes a mess. Seriously. Right, right. In the name of the Father and Son, and the Holy Spirit, go in peace. Amen.